This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I almost need the common intermission music there. I'm tweeting away on some of the topics we're about to discuss.
Oh.
Follow us at Dave_Harrigan. What's the last thing you've offered up on @Dave_Harrigan? If I went to it right now, what would I see?
That's a great question. I'm sure it was something to do
that
with...
That shirtless picture of Jason DeRusha that we witnessed right here?
No. Didn't do that. I don't want to offend people with that.
Whoa. Shirtless picture of me?
Nope.
I got my shirt on the other day.
Thank you for that. Yeah. You did lift it up, though.
I showed the stomach. I showed the tummy.
Yep. Looking good.
Not really. Not really. It should look better. Shouldn't be quite as noticeable, I got to be honest.
The only thing I ever tweet is just about fundraising, raising money, begging for money. So I'm sure that was it.
How about the show? Do you put anything about the show on
there? No, I don't care about the show.
Great. Thanks a lot. At Chad Hartman Show, we're going to get to Christy Nome and Andy Bremo, I like, who's just going with the word woke now. I didn't realize Andy was just going to. I'm a Republican, so I just have to say woke.
Is it the Ronnie playbook?
It is. It's right now you're a fake Republican if you don't work woken. But let's start with Chris Christie. So we're getting seemingly about every day a Republican who either is I'm in or I'm out. Right? This week, Sununu out.
Mm-hmm.
Christie in. Pence in. North Dakota Governor
Burgum?
Burgum.
In.
Are we waiting for anybody else? We're not, right? I guess Youngkin.
Nobody that we know of.
Youngkin
sure.
Maybe could jump in at some point.
We haven't had the this person is going to announce on Tuesday, you know, looking ahead towards next week thing, right?
I don't know. Somebody text me. Is there any, am I forgetting? Do we have our field now? Is there, Youngkin could be an interesting name, you know, considering how he won Virginia. And beat Terry McAuliffe, who seemingly has been a part of politics since George Washington. I mean, again, some term limits for a lot of – how about term limits for all of them? I'm all for. State houses, governors, Congress, senators, presidents, I'm for it all for the turnover. Chris Christie, we know the story, right? Successful attorney, Department of Justice, pulls off a shocking upset in New Jersey – wins. New Jersey is certainly a left-leaning state. It's not, you know, way left, but it's definitely a left-leaning state. Has a lot of success his first term. And a lot of people said, Chris Christie, because you won in a left-leaning state and you're getting things done with the legislature, you should run in 2012. Field is open. Not a lot of people that fascinated with Romney at that point. Romney wins. I thought Romney ran a pretty good campaign. And Obama wins, not by a lot. And then the dopiness of, because we have Superstorm Sandy, and apparently what Chris Christie needed to do if he was a true Republican is say, hey, Barack Hussein Obama, you're not born here. We don't want any of your money helping us out. Well, people are, you know, drowning and dying. You know, they're blaming Christie for working with the president of the United States. Like, I hope any governor, you know. Ron DeSantis is running against Joe Biden. He wants to get there. He thanked Joe Biden for the help. That's what you should do. Joe Biden helped out DeSantis. Now, Trump didn't always do that, right? Threatened to California not to help him out, but Trump's Trump. Then Christie has a lousy second term, including Bridgegate, whether he did it or not. Seems like something he might have done, Dave. Wait a second. You're a mayor. You're not going to support me? How about we screw up the traffic for a while out there?
It's some good pettiness.
That is some serious good gubernatorial pettiness. He runs in 16. He's very good in debates. Cuts up Marco and kneecaps him, but he never gains any traction. And then he did that when he endorsed Trump. Remember that in 16? He stood behind him. Looked like a hostage video. He just did not look comfortable. But then he was helping Trump. Like, he helped him with his presidential debates in 16. He was mainly a supporter throughout the first term. He wanted to be the attorney general. He got offered other positions. Helped him again, debating against Biden. But then on the night of when Donald is lying to us and say, hey, all I know is I went to bed and I was leading and I woke up and they stole ballots. They added ballots. They ballot harvested. Well, all that happened is because it was a pandemic, the mail-in ballots came in. And by the way, we have, what, 5 states that have had mail-in balloting for a long time, including that radical lefty Utah. So it was everybody knew that Trump was going to do better on the day of. Biden was going to do better on the mail-in, and then how would it play out? And Christie that day said there's no proof what Trump's saying. And then he started to call him out. Now, there's some criticism saying, where were you? Come on. You knew this is who Trump has been your entire life, Chris Christie, because they've been either friends or they've known each other forever. That part is true. There's no transformation with Donald Trump. He's a very successful person. He's a raging narcissist. He's a pathological liar. He's led this very fun, bon vivant, charismatic life. He also has, what, about 30 accusations of rape and sexual assault against him. He wakes up every day looking in the mirror saying, how can today benefit me? And he pulled off the political upset of our lifetime. And I'm not eliminating him as the next president. So it's not like, you know, Don Trump is who he is. There's not a lot of subtlety to Don Trump. There's none. There's zero. Don Trump is who Don Trump is. And now Christie is just carving him up. Here's an example. Yesterday, as he's rolling out his campaign in New Hampshire, this is about those wacky kids, Ivanka and Jared.
The grift from this family is breathtaking. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Kushner walk out of the White House and months later get $2 billion from the Saudis. You think it's because he's some kind of investing genius? Or do you think it's because he was sitting next to the President of the United States for 4 years doing favors for the Saudis? That's your money he stole and gave it to his family. You know what that makes us? A banana republic.
He's 100% right on Ivanka and Jared. And again, I'll repeat this, and I've said this so many times. I'm for legal investigation of Hunter Biden. I don't think Hunter Biden is qualified for these jobs he's had. And if Hunter's playing off the family name and he's profiting and he's lying about it, if he should face criminal charges, 100%. He should face criminal charges. When we're just making certain things up about him, seems a little dubious. And we're mocking him, by the way, for his drug stuff. I mean, come on. But Jared Kushner was like Secretary of Everything during the Trump term. He finishes, and now he's running this $2 billion firm with so much of the money coming from the Middle East, from countries where the Trump administration, led by him as their envoy, had rather favorable negotiation with the United States of America. And we just accept that there's no proof that Jared Kushner is Warren bleeping Buffett. But also, he's got $2 billion. So if we want to look at Hunter Biden, and again, fine, let's do it. Let's investigate. I'm not trying to slow it at all. Some things have been true. Some things have been false. Let's keep going. But be objective. What about Jared Kushner and $2 billion? $2 billion. That's okay, though. He was actually in the administration. He was making important decisions. He leaves. $2 million falls out of the sky.
Billion.
$2 billion, yes.
Give him the credit deserved.
Yes.
Like Christie said, it may have been great investing.
Sure. Sure.
Left it open.
I don't believe that Chris Christie's in this just to torpedo Donald Trump. I don't believe that for one bleeping second. I think he's in there because he thinks he can win. Is he going to go after Trump? Is that his way to then get on the main stage and for people to start saying, whoa, maybe this is the Republican I want for? Maybe some centrists are going, because I'll tell you this. If Chris Christie ran in 2012, I may have voted for him. I came very close to voting for Romney in 2012. So somebody center right when I don't want Joe Biden to be, then I think Joe Biden needs to go, right? I'm not voting for anybody who's further right. I'm not voting for anybody who's further left. I think just Joe, because of the cognitive concerns and the age concerns, I don't want to run. But I don't accept that Christie's in this. Christie thinks he can win. They all have enormous egos. I keep, oh, he's just in there to take out Trump. No, he's not. You don't become governor. You don't run for a second time. So that's one guy telling the truth, right?
If he's going to win, he needs to take out Trump.
Yes.
He needs to go after the guy that's kicking everybody's butt. And guess what he learned last time? Going after Marco Rubio? Not enough.
No. I don't think he's going to be factor myself. I hope he's on the debate stage at least once or twice to Trump. I'd like to see it. I'm not sure Trump's going to participate in those debates. Then let's get to Christie Noem. Okay. Let's get to Christie Noem and just throwing out the buzzwords. And people, I'm sorry, falling for it. We'll get to that. You can chime in at any point, 651-461-9226. We just made an executive decision. Look at this shot. You just missed it, of New York. And I know we've had these wildfires in Canada for a while, but my God, New York looks like an attack is taking place.
Looks very foggy.
Looks gross.
Yes, it's soupy.
So
soupy is a good word.
We just text Brickman on short notice. Normally, we like to give Brickman a little bit of time. You know, he's got a gig. He might be doing live shots right now.
Hey, we're talking weather.
Yes.
This is wheelhouse stuff, Matt.
Come on, Matt. Matt, when we did the new news hit, was always there with the chortle off to the side. I missed the chortle when he left. We'll try to get Brickman on the weather situation. You want to chime in on Christie or it's kind of a Christie theme. Chris Christie. Or Christie Noem, you can. 651-461-9226. I'm going to get us some hot chocolate during the break.
Great.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Oh, yeah. This guy is massively, massively underrated.
Thank you,
I love him. I love him.
Well, don't be in love with anyone.
Oh, this adds to our fun because Dean Martin, Tom Jones, and Prince all birthday today.
Thanks for ruining the surprise. Sorry. Spoiler alert for next hour.
Okay, I hope... Producer extraordinaire Dave Harrigan, you are playing one song today twice. You should. And if not, you need to pivot because Prince did Kiss first.
That's right.
And then Tom Jones did his version of Kiss. So we have to have both, like, back-to-back segments.
But,
no? Come on. The two different versions
the
of
problem.
Kiss?
I don't love Kiss. The song or the band. And how do you go over, if we're devoting 1 hour to Tom Jones and another yeah. to Prince, well, you can't. You have to play It's Not Unusual, obviously.
Yeah.
You have to play She's a Lady.
Yeah.
And how can you go with Prince over Sex Bomb?
Well, how about this? Maybe 2:10 or the 2:15 break in the middle of John Krasinski.
The 2:15 break, which will take it 2:22?
Yeah. Well, we're going Johnny, two segments, so I'll be a little quicker this time.
Sure.
We play crossfade of one of Prince's initial Kiss, and then we crossfade to Tom Jones's Kiss.
Do you really think I'm capable of doing that?
Want me to call Cook? He can get it done. All right, on the Chris Christie situation. Jared showed us the value of building relationships. That's so good. I mean, I need to look. Listen, if you build a relationship and you come out of it with $2 billion, I mean, that's a relationship builder right there.
It's good investing.
That's
what I heard Chris Christie say.
Oh, my God. I wonder what the over-under is the number of times Pence mentions God in the CNN town hall. He will refer to his core religious beliefs tonight a lot. a lot, okay? A lot of people don't think there's any chance Rena's going to remember Scram, too. Okay, so this is Kristi Noem, okay, the governor of South Dakota, who she might run. Maybe she's an X factor to run. She's been rumored. She's been rumored to be a VP. She's decided to jump in on Target. And this quote's a doozy. So let's play it. Here we go.
What NDN Collective has said, this nonprofit, is that South Dakota is the cornerstone battle against freedom. They want to take away Mount Rushmore, shut it down, eliminate it. And it has long been an institution of what America stands for. You know, Target Corporation, their nonprofit, has funded NDN Collection tens of millions of dollars. In fact, in 2021, they gave them over $50 million to use to be anti-America, to be anti-military, anti-cop, anti-veteran, to be anti-Israel. And this is a very extreme organization that's raising these dollars from nonprofits such as Target and going forward and buying land and using it to infiltrate our American way of life and our value system. It's dangerous. And Steve, I'll tell you, I'm like a lot of Americans, love to shop at Target. I mean, we do, but we just can't anymore. And while the rest of the country is worried about, you know, having fun and going out and shopping and enjoying a store, that store is fundamentally tearing down this country.
It's absolutely absurd. The Target is fundamentally tearing down this country. If you believe that, you're just a sucker. If you believe Target is fundamentally tearing down the country, if you want to have more of a further examination of Target funding this particular group, go to it. I want to learn more about that part of the story. Okay? But the idea that what Target has been doing is so woke and they're trying to rip the country apart is utter nonsense. It's a lie. It's false. If you don't agree with products they are offering in the store, you can protest. You get on Twitter. Get on the gram. Speak out. Don't shop there. But here's what you shouldn't do. Go to the store and rip things up and torment people who work there. And a lot of people are advocating for that. On supporting the group, again, I encourage people to take a full examination of what Target has and hasn't done and read a cross-section of those stories. If Target has made a mistake, I hope they're called out on it. But going back to what they've offered up in stores, it isn't to tear America down. Yeah, Target. It's always been Brian Cornell's method of madness, to tear down America. Because, geez, Target's not benefiting from America, are they? We all go there every other day, and we think we're going to spend $20, and we end up spending $117. You know what Target thinks? God bless America. But again, if you don't agree with something a business does, now you know what you say? They're anti-America. They hate America. Or they're woke. Examining further the group and the part of the group that Target helped fund and support, absolutely worth your time. But get out of here with planned people who apparently are just incredibly gullible if they believe that Target is taking your freedom away from you and trying to tear America down. You don't agree with their marketing and the clothes and the products they're offering up? You absolutely 100% are entitled to that view. But the idea that they're trying to change you. They're trying to change the country. No, you know what they're trying to do? Make money. And because they're an enormous business, they're trying to support different causes. And like a lot of businesses, they get certain things right and they get certain things wrong. And then I encourage you to read a variety of stories on the boycott and see if you collectively agree. Because there are differing views on the boycott. But just get out of here. With Target is trying to tear down America. As I said to Andy Brehm on Twitter, I hope, like when he's like woke. Well, I hope if you're mad at Target for getting involved in politics, I hope any business that anybody, anyone I believe now, can interpret that that was involved in business, that you just don't go. Or is it, oh, I won't go because I don't agree with their point of view. It's funny if we happen to agree with that business or that particular political side. In that interpretation, if you believe it's politics, then you keep going. Let's chat with Matt Brickman on what the heck is going on with the wildfires. We've experienced it here, but some of these shots in New York are unbelievable. Our friend Matt Brickman is with us in moments.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Again, three birthdays today. Dean Martin, Tom Jones, Prince. So each hour, you're getting music from those three individuals. Matt Brickman did a phenomenal job while in town. for Channel 4 with all that success. NBC in New York brought him there, and Matt is killing it in New York. Matt is kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. It's been too long. How are you, first of all?
I'm okay, Chad. Good to talk to you, too. Trying to spend as much time inside as possible. I watched this scene unfold in Minnesota a while back, but it is bizarre to experience for yourself.
Part of why I thought you were so good in your job, one, chortling when we did those new news hits and helping me out, that was the key. But also, you just told the truth. There was no exaggerating. There was no undervaluing things either. It was, I knew where you stood. How bad is it in New York right now? Because I know TV filters can adjust things, but I'm looking at some of the photos that I see on your follow at Matt Brickman, and it's just absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and that is my inclination as well, is to wonder, okay, are these photos as bad as it is? And so you wander over to a window or you step outside and get a look with your own eyes, and it's orange. It is the air. It's not even the sky, just street level. The air in front of you is orange right now. It stinks. It smells like smoke. I was never a smoker, and I certainly couldn't be, because just walking outside for a couple of minutes, get a little lightheaded and get a sore throat. But it's bad. They have canceled all outdoor activities at New York City public schools today. There's no after school activities. I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and making sure that they go from school directly to home as quickly as possible. And, all those N95 masks that we had left over from COVID, they're encouraging people to wear if you're just outside walking the street. It's a bizarre scene.
Okay. So you walk outside. How long are you outside before you start feeling what you just talked about a cough and the throat? Is it a minute or two? Is it 5-10 minutes? How long does it take?
Well, right now is as bad as it has been for this stretch. And I'd say for a minute or two, you're noticing. I mean, the first breath, you can smell it, right? I'd say a minute or two of walking outside, breathing it in, you're going to get a little bit of a sore throat, maybe a little bit lightheaded. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced. It really started to get spooky last night, because what happens, and I'll put on my weather hat for a minute, the way that we get this thick smoke down at the ground, down at the street level, is during the afternoon on a sunny day, it would be a sunny day, we heat up, and that basically unlocks the upper level air and allows it to essentially mix down. So move from, a couple thousand or 10,000 feet above the ground to mix down to the surface just from heating up during the day. So in the afternoon and evening is when it gets the worst. So we saw this yesterday afternoon, 5-6 o'clock. It was basically dark. Sunset here is 8:30, and it was dark at 6 o'clock. We're like, okay, this is strange. Wow. Today it started even earlier, noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It's just been getting worse. It's orange. Looking out the window, it looks like sunset right now in the middle of the day, and the air is, it smells like smoke and it's hard to breathe.
Matt Brickman is with us. You want to follow Matt and take a look at some of these shots. He's on Twitter @Matt_Brickman, Matt now in New York with NBC. Okay. Have you spent much time looking at Canada and their policy on these wildfires? Cause it's pretty stunning. I mean, even when you were here for multiple years, there were times when you'd have to say, okay, we're dealing with some air quality issues because of what's going on with Canada. And now to have this envelop parts of America for as long as it has is, I get that it's happened a lot and we've come accustomed to it, but just not, Matt, at this level.
Well, it's certainly affecting parts of the country in ways now that it hasn't before. And some of it is just luck, right? It's when the wildfires are and the direction of upper air flow that's bringing smoke down to Detroit and that's bringing it east to New York. I haven't looked at the policies. I don't know how Canada manages these things, but we've seen this out west in California as well, the wildfires there affecting air quality over the western half of the country. These things are hard to contain. If you don't get rain to help out, they are even harder, and it looks like it's going to be dry there for the next couple of days. So this will just continue. But it's frustrating, you know, and this is also, I hate to get on my soapbox here, but this is one of the things that we are going to continue to see with climate change. We see larger wildfires because of expanded droughts, and they, as they get bigger, are more difficult to control and put out. And so, yeah, you are going to see situations like this in Canada and like we've seen out in California over the last couple of years more and more.
Longer seasons, too. You know, I've talked to a lot of friends in California who would say, you know, we knew there was a certain time, and now it's almost at any point. You know, we're used to wildfires, and just reading about this the last couple of days, as dry as Canada is, they're saying they could have a significant wildfire season through August. So I'm going to let you go on this note. Have you had a chance to see the new sleek, fit Jason DeRusha in person?
I saw him down at spring training.
Oh, okay.
And I was shocked. He looks speedy.
Well, he looks speedy, but Dave Harrigan, I want you to explain to Matt what happened in studio the other day, because in the Tribune, Matt, there was a story, where can men take their shirt off? Where is it appropriate? So on this hard-hitting radio show, of course, we had to have some fun with that. Jason, we do some crosstalk. And, and Dave, why don't you tell Matt what his friend Jason did in studio?
Well, it started at the top button. Started slow.
Oh, no.
Speed picked up. He disrobed.
Yeah, took the shirt off right here in studio.
You know, and it's at times like these you can celebrate that radio is not a visual medium.
Not for most.
Not for, I mean, for us, it was very visual. We have contacted the legal team, and it's possible we may bring you in, say you also were affected by this, you know, that, you know, we're
yeah,
maybe
I,
class
I'm
action sort of situation.
Imposed.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, stay safe. Do you have any idea when, obviously, Canada and wildfires might be going on for two more months, but like, the next couple days, is it the same thing in New York?
It's going to be pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Friday's a little bit better. And then the weekend, we'll finally see some improvement. It's not even just the wildfires for us. We need a shift in the winds, and that should come this weekend. So a couple more days of this.
If I were walking near Washington Square Park, near NYU, completely shirtless, as I am right now, would the wildfire smoke conceal my beautiful, beautiful naked body?
Sculpted.
Maybe from across the park, which is, I think, about as close as anyone would want to get to you in that scenario.
I mean, in fairness, Washington Square Park often enveloped in a cloud of smoke. Under
for
other
reasons. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is what we have to put up with now, man. I mean, it was one thing when it was just a silly little TV hit. But now, I mean, he's shirtless in the studio again.
Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you. Want to say goodbye to your friend?
Free the nipple.
Oh, God. Bye.
Hit the button. Phenomenal. Update from Miami. By the way, Miami. Now they got Messi. They got the two teams in the championship. They got Louis Arise hitting 850. Okay. Our guy Charlie, who might be... No, I think I saw Dan. I'm Team Charlie. Charlie Weiss.
Weiss.
What am I saying? I'm not Team Charlie Weiss because he was an asshole. Charlie Weiss is our guy. No, I can say. I think I can say that.
I'm not sure on that.
Maybe not. Charlie was wondering why we're talking about Louis Arraez. Charlie's a ball guy. Charlie, you know why we're talking about Louis Arraez. The Twins are striking out more than anybody in baseball. They're on pace to set an all-time record. They're scoring a run or two every game, and the other guy's hitting 400. And Pablo, after a very impressive start, has an ERA after his start near 6. What's the I don't understand?
Well, you're not a ball guy.
I am a ball guy. I am a ball guy, and one guy's getting on base about every other bat. The other guy's got a 6 ERA the last couple months, and the team's on pace to set an all-time strikeout record, and they're playing lousy in the worst division we've seen. So, Charlie, surprised that we're reviewing a significant trade?
I don't think most people are ready to say it was a dumpster fire of a trade. I think it's a little early for that.
I'm saying,
but people
right
are saying early returns as of June 7th, 2023. Doesn't look great.
Okay, if you just evaluate the trade now, and I know it's a longer thing, and Lopez got off to a great start, but and we got to go to 05. But if you evaluate the trade right now, it's a failure. And they're just some of the ball guys like, well, you don't get it. We know pitching. Of course pitching's a starting pitcher is more important than just a guy who doesn't have a position hitter. But when the starting pitcher has stunk the last 6 weeks, and another guy is like Ted Ballgame right now, I think it's a valid conversation to have. John Krasinski, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.